Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Academics and survivors have been speaking out against plans to seal the testimony of those who gave evidence to the abuse inquiry. We're going to hear more about that after this.
Hyundai, Ireland's best-selling electric car brand, announced the arrival of the all-new Ioniq Electric. The Ioniq joins the Kona Electric in Hyundai's expanding range of electric cars. Styled with striking new design, the all-new Ioniq is ready to go at Hyundai dealerships nationwide. See the full electric car range at Hyundai.ie. Hyundai, the best of all worlds. Discover why. What's
another year? Johnny Logan. What's Another Year? The 40th Anniversary Concerts. Live at Vicker Street, April 18th. And now an extra date due to phenomenal demand, April 19th. Tickets, €38, are on sale now. May be subject to fees.
3, 2, 1, lift off!
What have you done with my OCT eye scanner? I'm supposed to be doing an eye scan with Mrs. Green.
We launched it, like you said.
I meant launch it to the public, not on a rocket.
Ah.
You know, by telling them how it takes a hospital-grade 3D image that could help detect eye conditions up to 4 years earlier.
Oh, sugar.
And that it's available at Specsavers.
And now also in outer space?
Introducing our most advanced eye exam with OCT scans. Search Specsavers OCT to find out more. Charge applies. OCT available at selected stores.
Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTÉ Radio 1.
Now, child abuse survivors and academics opposed to the Retention of Records Bill have been speaking to the Oireachtas Education Committee today. The Retention of Records Bill recommends sealing testimonies from survivors of institutional child abuse for 75 years. Today, survivors, campaigners and academics told the committee that sealing this evidence of state abuse until 2094 is unjust and it would create another generation of the disappeared of Ireland. Joining me here in studio now, Catriona Crowe, formerly of the National Archives, and Eileen Malloy, an abuse survivor, and both of them were speaking to the committee today, and you're both very welcome to studio. Okay, now, Catriona, I know you're not a government spokesperson, you're not a proponent of this piece of legislation, but what is the government trying to do here?
Well, the ostensible reason for the Retention of Records Bill, which is proposing, as you said, to lock up the testimonies and other records, many other records, of the Ryan Commission, which is the biggest commission of investigation we've had in this country ever into the mistreatment of children in residential institutions, is because they claim to have made a promise of confidentiality and destruction of the records mm-hmm. to the people who gave testimony to the Commission of Inquiry. It's not clear that that is the case. We had a wonderful morning today in the Oireachtas Committee on Education and Skills, where there were four fantastic survivors, including Eileen, who's here with us today, telling of their distress and dismay at the idea that their records would be locked away. But also a number of experts, including two lawyers, who were saying it is not clear at all that such a promise was made, and even if it was, whether it's legally binding. Mm-hmm. So we do not know why there is this insistence, first of all, on locking the stuff away in this kind of way, creating new legislation, and secondly, bypassing the National Archives Act, which has been there since 1986, which is well capable of dealing with any sensitive records, and there are all kinds of provisions in it that can be used.
And
we do,
Catriona,
not know why they are not using the current legislation for it.
When you say locking it away, it is locked away not just from the public, mm-hmm. from the survivors themselves, but from academics, from anybody trying to carry out any type of research.
Absolutely. And remember that the hierarchy of importance here is survivors first, who must have access to their own records. To deny them that is to re-traumatise them and to insult them and to infantilise them as if they weren't capable of taking on the stuff. These are people who have survived extraordinary things, who have demonstrated huge courage and dignity in being able to make lives for themselves after what they were put through. Secondly, the academic world, the notion of 20th century Irish history, badly needs to know what we did in these institutions. Thirdly, the Irish public needs to know properly what went on in these institutions. And let's let's remember, the religious congregations who ran them still keep their records as private records and either allow or deny access as they see fit.
Okay, I want to talk to Eileen, because you gave evidence to the Ryan Commission. Do you have a copy of the testimony that you gave? You're not allowed to have access to copies of any testimony that you gave
only,
to that commission.
The only way I could get that would be to go through my solicitor or go back
to
the redress board.
Your story in sworn testimony to the commission, and yet it's not easily available to you?
No.
Okay. And did you know when you gave that evidence that they were going to seal what you said?
No.
Until 2094?
No, I actually understood they were going to destroy all the records, because that's what they said. They were going to the Ryan report and this, they were going to destroy everything. Now, they backtracked on that, obviously, because, as they said, for posterity, honestly. What I feel is posterity has to do with history and all of that. I'm alive now. It's my history.
And do you want people to know, not just people today, because we probably all read and reported on and remember the Ryan report, but people in 20 years' time, in 30 years' time, in 10 years' time, to have access to your story?
Well, I have mixed feelings on that. And these are my own views. Yeah. They're not the views of every survivor. And survivors have various different views. But mine would be, I think this generation has enough problems of its own that by then they'll have enough to deal with. And there was a survey done in England seemingly some time ago with school children about the Nazi era. And 70 to 90% of them didn't even know about it. So I think in 75 years' time, now this sounds very flippant, but who'll care? Really?
Well, they should care, Eileen.
No, I'm saying,
it's really
but will
important.
They though?
It's really important.
No, for the archives, I think, yes, certainly. Mm-hmm. And they could still give us our records and make a copy for the archives. Mm. You know, it's a no-brainer, really.
But you don't object, do you, Eileen, to your story being available publicly to the historians? And you can only speak for yourself. I know you can't speak for
told,
all of the other survivors.
I have told my story already, even though there was a gagging order. It's still my story. And I hate the word story. It's my life.
Yeah.
Because I was 11 months old when I went in and I was 16 and a half when I left. So that's my childhood. Mm. There in a nutshell. And I'm not a statistic. I'm real, as many more survivors are. So, you know, they have to look at us as human beings. Why are the religious orders allowed to keep all their sealed and, you know, all of that? And the onus is on us. And we have to prove, we say who we are when we apply for these records. Plus, I know survivors who already got some information from the redress board and they got this warning about the gagging order.
Really?
In my opinion, that's a threat, you know. So do we have to jump through hoops to get what's ours? I'm not going to do it. But I really do feel that today it was a giant step forward for us.
Okay.
I really feel that we were listened to.
Okay.
And there was a genuine concern from a lot of the senators and TDs that were there. And I hope I'm not living in a dream, but it really was very good.
There are genuine concerns, though, aren't there, Katrina, about confidentiality? Because as Eileen says, every survivor, it is their life and they're entitled to have some say over what happens to that testimony, I suppose. So how do you take account of all of these people running into tens of thousands?
Well, it isn't tens of thousands. I think it's 1,500 who gave testimony to the Ryan Commission. There'd be a very large number of women also giving testimony to the Mother and Baby Home Commission. And there have been women who gave testimony to the McAleese Committee. Part of the problem about this legislation is it can be applied to those bodies too. And indeed to any other body. And we won't mention NAMA, about whom the state might wish to keep their records quiet. So the precedent being set here is not just about victims of institutional violence and neglect. What hasn't been done, Mary, is to properly consult the survivors themselves. In many ways, it was a really bad mistake to make a promise of, or if it is indeed a promise of destruction of the records.
What do you know about that? Because you refer to it, Eileen does as well. She was told they were going to be destroyed.
Well, in the terms of reference for the Ryan Commission, it mentions the confidentiality of the records and their disposal, not destruction,
okay.
Disposal. Disposal can mean other things. In archival terms, it usually means destruction, but in this case, this is not an archival document, so it may not mean that. Again, the lawyers are contesting whether that means what it says. But there's nothing wrong with changing your mind, mm-hmm. right? And it is necessary that minds be changed about this, because this archive, in my view, is of the same scale and significance as our brilliant archive of the War of Independence and the Civil War. It's that important, combined with the mother and baby homes and the Magdalen asylums. The record of Ireland's treatment of women and children in institutions is a gigantic part of our history. And we must keep it and be able to have
access
to it.
Do you correspond with all of the survivors? Do you ask all of the survivors what they want? And then what do you do then, though, about the other side, which is the naming the alleged abusers who were named and so on throughout the testimony?
There's a lovely word called redaction. Exactly. You redact. None of this
you
is rocket science. None of it is rocket science. Mm. And actually, what it comes down to is that the Department of Education doesn't seem to be willing to spend the money on contacting all of the survivors properly, which they could do. We have a revenue
commission. It's 1,500, you say.
1,500. It's not infinite. It can be done. And find out what their differing perspectives will be on this. Some of them may wish to keep the records locked up for a long time. That can be acceptable. That can be done. We can abide by the wishes of those who made testimonies.
All right. And if they write to you, Eileen, what will you write back?
Oh, absolutely, I want my records. Mm. And you see, if they decide to continue on in the vein that they're in at the minute, right, and if eventually that the bill is passed, right, I won't live to see them. Mm-hmm. My children won't live to see them. And quite possibly my grandchildren won't live to see them. You know, and not just that. Now, here's a very, very important issue. When we went to the commission, we had to go for psychological assessments. We had to go for doctors.
Medicals,
thank you. And then we had to go for, we'd go to people that we wouldn't normally, under normal circumstances, have gone to. And we repeated our story. How many times? Now, once is enough. And the trauma of trying to repeat yourself over and over and over again. A lot of us weren't really with it, and not in a bad way, but it was like we just got what we were, what was demanded of us, really. Yeah. And we went through the motions, right? Mm. And those medical records, though, are in the hands of the redress. I don't have my medical records. As I said to you, I've children, I've grandchildren. If there are any hereditary illnesses in our family, I have absolutely no idea.
You don't know?
No. All survivors don't know. Mm. None of us. And one of the girls said today, which I thought was really good, she said that Ireland must be lit up with fires, because every time you go to look for records, they're burned. They've been burned in a fire. But it's true, though. She'd really told the truth there, because, you know, I don't believe they are. I just believe it's a smoke screen.
You want to know.
Pardon the pun. But, you know, it is a smoke screen. You know, and...
But after today, you're more hopeful this evening than you were.
The result we got today was hopeful, more hopeful than we were.
We will see what happens. Eileen Molloy, thank you very much.
Thanks for the time, Mary.